Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Wednesday, 24th of April, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a positive note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a higher start for the broader index with a gain of 78 points. In the previous trading session, benchmark indices extended gains for the third straight session led by realty and telecom stocks. The Sensex and Nifty gained 0.1% each in the last trading session, while India VIX, that measures fear in the market, sharply fell by 18%. This 20% intraday drop in the volatility index comes ahead of general elections. VIX, which is also known as fear gauge, reflects how volatile traders expect the market to be in the near term. Higher the reading, greater the volatility. So, it defies the logic that the market does not expect any volatility in the run-up to elections and beyond. A very low VIX suggests that there is not enough demand positions for options, or in other words, fewer traders are bothering to hedge their positions. By extension, this means that either the traders are feeling complacent or that there are enough reasons for the market to be stable. Veteran players feel that the steep fall in VIX suggests a big move either way could be in the offing. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might take an immediate support at 22,351 level, while on the higher side, the index may face a resistance at 22,426 level. Stock-specific action will continue in trade as corporate season progresses. Today, Axis Bank, Hindustan Unilever and LTI Mindtree will report their Q4 results. Now looking at some of the top stocks to be in focus. Firstly, Tata Consumer Products, as their net profit falls 19% year-on-year, while revenue was up over 8% year-on-year in the fourth quarter. The board has recommended a dividend of 7.7 rupees per share. Secondly, Tata Elxsi, after revenue was flat to negative on a year-on-year basis in Q4, while net profit dropped over 4%. Thirdly, Gokaldas Export, after the company approved issue price of 775 rupees per share, which is a discount of 2% on the floor price. And lastly, Rama Steel Tubes, as board approved raising of funds up to 500 crore rupees by way of a further public offer. So do watch out for these names. Among other things, Bajaj Finance's housing finance subsidiary is expected to meet today to discuss listing requirements. On the other hand, NSE is set to introduce derivative contracts on Nifty Next 50 index from today. The Nifty Next 50 index represents 50 companies from Nifty 100 after excluding the Nifty 50 companies. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, all major averages of the US market closed on a positive note as investors passed latest financial results. Dow Jones, Nasdaq Composite and the S&P 500 indices gained up to 1% on April 23. Tesla climbed more than 10% in extended trading after the company announced a renewed push into more affordable electric vehicle models. But the mega cap tech name and retail investors' favorite missed expectations on both the lines in the latest quarter. Other than that, Visa and Texas Instruments jumped more than 2% and 6% respectively on the back of stronger than expected reports. Asia-Pacific markets mimicked similar moves and extended gains this morning, with Japan's Nikkei 225 up 1%, followed by South Korea's Kospi index gaining 1.7% and Australia's S&P 200 index gaining marginally. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Riya Oswal Bafna of Purnartha, who shares her take on what India VIX's sharpest fall in 5 years means for the markets. Let's listen in.
VIX is a fear gauge for the markets. It's like an indicator. It anticipates what would be the near-term volatility. A high VIX reflects increased investor fear and a low VIX suggests complacency. VIX and markets function inversely. Globally, we have seen markets reacting to geopolitical tensions triggered between Iran and Israel. And domestically, markets were expecting political uncertainty due to elections to drive volatility. This 21% correction would mean that it represents market anticipating global tensions between Israel and Iran to ease in and domestic political uncertainty to fade away. If we look at the index during COVID, the VIX index was about 70 during its peak, which was on March 27th, very close enough to the lowest date for the markets on March 23rd, 2020 during COVID. However, as clarity emerged, markets started rising and VIX index started falling, and it took 2 to 3 months for the VIX index to normalize. One other period in the US market, which was notable, was during ex-President Donald Trump's first time election, wherein he got elected for the first time in 2017. The market belief was that Donald Trump coming into power would mean negative impact on the stock market. However, VIX was more volatile before the election and normalized post-election period. In fact, VIX returned to normalcy, and the market reaction to Trump coming into power was not negative as compared to the polarized opinion. So we believe it's a good indicator to understand the actual order books building up, which showcases the market sentiment over general polarized view. For a long-term investor, it helps decide to increase their exposure to a high beta stock when VIX has peaked out, or whether to buy in low beta stocks when VIX has bottomed out. Thus, it helps taking market decisions on investments. For us, currently, we are looking at bottom-up opportunities, wherein government policies which have already been in place, like in real estate or in renewables, would drive margin expansion or volume growth with reasonable focus on valuations. These drivers would help identify opportunity even in these markets. As economic policy is being in place, it would need to be driven by strong implementation and execution of the current policies, which would drive long-term investment or investor wealth creation.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.